Dialogue I, page 231.
Tell me, Carol, do you know of a good organisation in caring for families at risk?
What do you mean exactly?
I mean, someone who takes care, for example, of teenagers using alcohol or other drugs.
Oh, yes. Last year I had a school training period in Los Angeles. And there I met some members of the NCAD.
What does NCAD mean?
It means National Council on Alcoholism and Drugs.
And what does it do?
It makes programmes such as the TADP, Teenage Alcohol and Drug Programme.
What is it exactly?
TADP participants are enrolled in the programme for a period of not less than 10 weeks, with two meetings a week. Half of the meetings devoted to educational groups and half devoted to discussion groups.
What does an educational group do?
Each educational group session focuses on a specific problem area related to alcohol or drug abuse or addiction.
What do topics include?
Topics may include the definition of alcoholism and addiction and the developing signs of each, the physical effects of alcohol and drugs on the body, how alcoholism and addiction affect the family, breaking the behaviour cycle, recovery, sobriety and community resources. There are guest teachers on pertinent topics, for example, AIDS, fetal alcohol syndrome, smoking.
What about discussion groups?
The discussion groups focus on teaching better living skills with topics such as changing attitudes, decision making, value clarification, anger and how to deal with it. Self-esteem, past, present, future life goals, peer pressure, and how to say no.
That's very interesting. What about the parents? Are they involved in the programme?
The parents of each participant are encouraged to attend the parents' educational and discussion groups while their child is in TADP.
What do the parents do in those groups?
Each parent is given an opportunity to discuss about what they're experiencing at home with their children and to receive information about their children's progress.
How much do they pay for this programme?
Fees are based on a sliding scale according to the family's ability to pay, and no one is refused because of inability to pay.
Who pays then?
The National Council.
Fantastic!